You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Eddie Robinson. The new Pope Francis is not expected to change Catholic doctrine on homosexuality. As cardinal, he actively opposed Argentina's 2010 legalization of gay marriage, even though behind the scenes, he may have spoken in favor of civil unions, according to a report in the New York Times. WNYC's Amy Eddings continues our Catholic conversations today with gay Catholics who are active members of their faith communities. We begin with Jamie Manson, an award-winning columnist for the National Catholic Reporter and a member of the Catholic LGBT group Dignity USA.
Dignity's mission statement says it believes gay, lesbian, bi, and transgender persons can express their sexuality in a manner that is consistent with Christ's teaching. What's the distinction being drawn here between Christ's teaching and church teaching?
What we know of Jesus is that he welcomed everyone to his table and had a particular desire to reach out to those who were most oppressed. And so that is the teaching of Christ, that Dignity accepts and believes in and tries to promote. The church's teaching, unfortunately, remains that gay people, though you do not choose to be gay, the inclination, the homosexual inclination, is what they call intrinsically disordered. And that comes out of a medieval idea of natural law, and it really does not have a root in the gospel message.
Dignity used to meet at St. Francis Xavier, a liberal parish in Chelsea in Manhattan. We will hear from its openly gay organist in a moment. But now Dignity meets Sunday nights at an Episcopal church. Why remove yourself from wider parish and church life and take this separate stance?
Well, it's important to say that Dignity did not remove itself. It was actually the church that removed them. There are parishes, yeah, sure, throughout the country that are more welcoming to LGBT people. You know, the teaching is still very much there, and it's still a presence. And I think that for a lot of gay Catholics, we feel that we're participating in structures of oppression.
Are there areas of your life where you seek the Pope's guidance?
Well, certainly what we have seen in his first week is this passion for the poor. And I think that will help to restore some moral credibility to the papacy, which has suffered greatly because of the sex abuse crisis. You know, I still feel very connected to the sacramental theology of the church, that God somehow is lurking in every experience, every event, every person, you know, that we encounter. And so in that way, I still take a lot of guidance from the tradition, and the tradition is still helps me make meaning of life, and it's still life-giving for me. But as far as what we still know of Francis, he said some very harmful things about gay and lesbian parents adopting children, very strong language about being a machination of the devil. I mean, that's pretty strong language. And he's also still opposed to, you know, allowing women to answer their call to the priesthood. So as long as there's that level of fear of female power and a degradation of gay and lesbian families and transgender people, I'm still not ready to see this Pope as a moral guide for me.
Jamie Manson writes for the National Catholic Reporter. She's a member of the Catholic LGBT group Dignity USA. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy.
Joining me is Tom Barry. He's a guest organist at St. Francis Xavier Church in Chelsea. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
So tell me about your background in the Catholic Church. You grew up Catholic.
Right. The Archdiocese of Detroit was very progressive. Vatican II was opening up all kinds of possibilities. And, you know, they allowed women on the altar, you know, altar girls, as opposed to just altar boys. It was an exciting time.
What was it like for you then when you realized you were gay?
It took me a while. I mean, it took years of acceptance and therapy to come to really accept myself. I was 29 years old when I finally did. I realized, okay, everything I'd learned about what I needed to be in life needed to be focused on being a good person. Much of what has been said by these so-called infallible popes over the course of time has been cited as wrong. I mean, look at Galileo, for God's sakes. Jesus said, love one another. No qualifications, period. And how dare they say that I'm intrinsically disordered and I can't be a loving person?
Why stay involved actively with St. Francis or any parish community? Why not take the route that Dignity USA has chosen to take?
Because I'm Catholic and I love my church. And just because these people are wrong, they'll change their tune one day. My cousin, the Trappist, he said that God doesn't make mistakes, yes, but if you don't like what's going on within the church, work from within to change it.
What role does the Pope play in your faith life?
Not much. Not much, really.
That's honest.
I guess I'm more not into the trappings as much as I am to the substance. We may not agree with Rome, but people are still active. I mean, people like me who are still going to church, you know, still part of a parish, even though I don't agree completely, I still feel the need and, you know, and find ways to play out my Catholic faith.
Tom Barry is a guest organist and a parishioner at St. Francis Xavier Church in Chelsea. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Amy.